All right, thanks for the Fred Gwynn.
Absolutely.
All right, how about this one? Ba-ba-ba-ba!
This is the greatest talk show
that will ever be.
And now, here's your host, Mark Curian.
Scary.
One is all that exists. One is all that exists. Arcturian Quantum Philosophy 111.1. One is all that exists. Hi, everyone. I'm Mark the Arcturian, calling from the bridge of the USS Arcturus. And welcome to the greatest talk show, a feature of the World Generation Podcast Network. And we thank them for hosting the greatest talk show. We'll bring out Hollywood Tony P in just a moment. What we're doing is an update call, imperative for all the crew. We haven't really had one. I need your field reports. The number should be posted on the link that you followed to get here. Please call in live. See, we have a... In the old days, we just used to have a conference call, so we didn't have internet and broadcasting and all that. We just had a line where, you know, we could call in and all talk together. And I'm sorry we don't have video, you know, for this call. We tried that once. So the call... We might keep it down to about a 30-minute quick check around the world. The crew members, that's you. If you're listening, you're a member of the crew of the USS Arcturus, unless you're a spy listening in, so come and join the crew. And you're down in the fields, which means in the trenches, interacting with people every day in stores, driving around, and you're getting to see their increased agitation, aggravation. They pent up something. They don't even know what it is, what to do with it. And it's based on the amount of frenetic fray, the frenetic energy, especially in highly populated areas, the exponential rate of increase in frenetic energy is the only thing we really have to go on, which is also ramping up the... The Schumann residence has a lot to do with that, but what's ramping up the Schumann residence? And we'll get to that in just a moment on the greatest talk show. But I'm feeling very lonely out here all of a sudden. I need Hollywood Tony P to come out and say hi. How you doing, buddy? Hollywood Tony P, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm okay. How are you?
Okay.
How are you?
You could, you know, applaud yourself. You can... Ladies and gentlemen, my illustrious co-host don't be shy, Grasshopper. Come on out and say hi to the folks.
I'd like to thank myself for being here, and I can't imagine a better place that I'd rather be than here with myself.
Boy, that's right. It's like the old Mac Davis. It's hard to be humble. I never get lonesome because I treasure my own company. Hollywood, so crikeys. But yes, and I'd like to thank you for caring enough about me, Tony, to put me in your hallucination. That's really sweet of you.
There's always a place in my hallucination for you, Mark. You know that.
In my cabinet as well, in my
presidential staff, you can also be a part of that. So, we'll change the system, change the game.
Well, that brings up the question, the the age-old question. If everyone wants to save the, if everyone wants to change the world, why is it still the same? The number to call if you'd like to participate, and I sure hope you do. I hope we have a couple people standing by. The number is area code 619-924-0815. 924-0815. 619 area code. All right. I'm Mark Garaturian along with Tony P on the Greatest Talk Show, which we haven't done in a long time because things have been ramping up at such high speeds. And in case anyone wants to know, yes, I am calling in from the fire-ridden, blacked-out power outage power area. Blacked-out power outage area. Calling in Hive in the Sierras. And why not? It's perfectly legal up here. And it is where you are, too, Tony. So it's very interesting. We're on day five now of no power, and everyone's using the same word. It looks very apocalyptic up here. There you go.
That was a it took a while. It took a while.
Yeah.
It's getting very apocalyptic out here. But I'm... It's not a joke.
Right, but I think that was a rim shot from a pre... It does take a long time on Blog Talk by the time it... That's all right, see in the... since
that
Saturday,
was for your high,
I reckon,
high in the Sierras. That was for your high in the Sierras.
Oh, good.
Thing, but it...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Mark Garaturian calling from high in the Sierras, and why not? It's perfectly legal here. There you go. That's why I gave Tony instructions. One, when I'm speaking, always have one finger on the applause, one finger on the rim shot, you'll be all right, one or the other. But it's very it's fascinating. Up here in Georgetown, I'm like 20 miles from the nearest, you know, medium-sized town with a Walmart type of town. Up in the country, kind of this forgotten away, forgotten, this town that time forgot. Just stuck up away here in the Sierras. And they're pretty ready up here. Like where I grew up in New Hampshire, you know, we were used to the fuel truck couldn't make it up the hill in the snow because we hadn't plowed yet. So we didn't have heat for a week, which means no hot water. And we haven't been able to do laundry up here since last week because there's no power for the laundromat to be open, you see. Washing dishes in cold water is very interesting, so... you got to heat a little bit up on it, but then that's propane. Yesterday I just got a propane heater, keeps it very nice. It's like runs off those 5-gallon tanks and in my motorhome that I'm renting. And I joked that it was like having a 5-gallon propane bomb in my house. But it keeps it nice and toasty. So we're pretty set up here. Down in the city, they not ready. Oh, no. They not ready down there at all. Robert was the one, a fellow crew member down in San Jose, Gilroy area. Yes, Gilroy Garlic. Said it was more like a zombie apocalypse. And the lines at the gas stations that people were fighting over not enough. When there's an imagined shortage, people go into panic mode. Well, up here, it's, you know, pretty much it's just like another day. We used to snow and fires and no power for a while. But it gets old after a while. Now, Tony, I got to remember, I was listening to one of my older shows over the summer. Yeah, right over the summer, because I was on KFOK doing the morning show, where I reported on Hurricane Dorian, which flattened the Bahamas. Totally devastated the Bahamas. All 70,000 people homeless, no power, and no running water, and aid. Of course, it's on an island. It's, no, island, apple. It's getting, aid is arriving very slowly to an island. 70,000 people, and they have no idea when there's going to be power or running water. So up here, you know, a couple of 2, 3, 4, 5 days of planned power outages, we have nothing to complain about there. But down in the city, even though it's California, and we all know we're supposed to have, it's earthquake country. Every single person who lives in California from the time they go to school are taught to have on hand batteries, flashlight, AM radio, medical supplies, gallons of water, some food for 3 days, etc., blah, 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 something warm, clothes. Have it all ready. Do they? They not ready. They not ready at all down there, which may have something to do with the drip system where they're dripping power outages, as in what it will actually be like. They're getting us used to the drip system, in other words, what it will actually be like when the grid goes down, not if the grid goes down. Tony?
Well, yeah, and they're giving away flashlights. They're giving away. They're just basically telling you that you need to be prepared.
Right.
Why? Well, because there's these wind things, and it's electricity. No, it's their way of telling you to be prepared without telling you anything is going on, because we had just gotten off the phone before this, and I asked you, if there was some shit was going down, would you tell everyone?
Absolutely not. We've all seen those shows where they try to warn people, and what happens? Pandemonium, right?
Yes.
Pandemonium. So, no, they're not going to, and rightly so. I mean, more people sometimes are killed by pandemonium than the actual event.
Well, yeah,
right?
And then there you go. And so since they can't tell people, but they still need to save people, they can prepare people so that when it does happen, like you said, the drip system, when it really does happen, they will be partially ready. And it's not going to save everyone. Like you said, the city is doomed. But it'll save enough people where it will, they will, you know, it's worth it.
Yes, thank you. Awesome. And in the cities, if you don't have any gasoline, power, water, or food, you have to seek help from government agencies, henceforth the Walmart FEMA centers, where you can go, and we have plenty of food and plenty of water, and we'll take care of you in our little center, but you can't leave, and you take our RFID chip, and now we own you, you know, the Walmart FEMA detention centers. Remember the FEMA preparedness video, which was in several of my films, where they show the world going upside down? What if your world all of a sudden turns upside down? And they're showing the pole flip. Not an earthquake, not a flood. They're showing this entire house go upside down, right? Okay. And at the end, they're standing on the ceiling and their door's upside down. They got to reach up to get their door. This is FEMA saying the world's turning, polar reversal. But we can't tell you that, but we know it's coming. What if all of a sudden your world turns upside down? It's just so clear that they know what's coming, but they can't tell you exactly the same.
Well, and they do it. They do it in movies, Mark. They do it in movies. They do it in music. They do it in TV. They do the kinds of movies that you see, the kinds of TV shows that come out. They're kind
they're
of
messages.
Test.
They're telling us without telling. And their messages also that we sent from. To ourselves from the future. We've all seen the Last Starfighter, or sending something to yourself in the past, which a lot of us wish we could do, but your future self is now sending you stuff here in the past, and they don't need a time machine. You don't need a fax machine that actually transmits something to you in the past, just a thought. Right, Tony? The paperclip theory backwards.
Oh yeah, exactly. So
we
are currently, whoever's here listening, me and you right now, as far as I know, we are here and we are doing stuff. We are existing and we are hearing or seeing. I have absolutely no idea how to explain it, except to say the fact.
Yeah, you try talking about this stuff and see how smart and slick.
No, listen. Okay, so but what you said was that we are hearing our future selves, which is true because the future is writing itself and we are hearing that. And so you also have to understand that since we are hearing our future selves, our past selves are also hearing us right now. And it's very
today,
strange
yes, correct.
Because that's today. So whatever I'm doing,
that's weird.
My past self is existing. And yeah, so the point is that our future selves are helping us make better choices so that we can correct whatever time malfunction happens, whatever is wrong with this universe, which isn't my original universe and it's not Mark's, but wherever we're
right.
at right now, we fix it and then we move on. We shift to another one, time changes, things change, on we go. And you know what? For most people, nobody has any clue that anything is going on because the changes are so minute, and most of them are just things that don't happen, you know, stopping something big from happening. Oh, this didn't happen? Great.
Things that never existed, so of course you don't remember them. This is common. This is time travel 101, or that you correct something and then it's gone. Nobody remembers that it's gone because it never existed for them to remember it. See, so that's fine. We're cool on that. There's no time paradox here, but what people aren't – let me give it in different terms. It doesn't matter how you say it. However, some people listen and hear it differently. Let's try this one. This is a totally different language. Your higher self has knowledge of your past, present, and future that it's desperately trying to tell you, to help you here. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Stop. Now, is your higher self that I'm referring to any different than mine?
No.
No, absolutely. Okay. Now, this is where people, they think they have a higher self that's maybe unique and individualized from your higher self. But I have to clarify, one is all that exists. It's the same higher self. So you are talking to yourself. If all that's inside here, when God breathes from his nostrils or some whatever it is, created you, do you own your body or is the creator just letting you use it while you're here? Okay, I'm just borrowing it while I'm here. I'm just using it while I'm here. Why don't you stop that and let it use it for what it created it for while it's here? Okay. So your higher self has knowledge of your past, present, and future. It's trying to tell you. And you, I don't care what you say. It's higher self, divine, yourself, in the future, God Almighty, Creator. That's the only voice that
is. Why is the question? Why is that information coming from the future? And here's the answer to that one.
Hang on.
Right quick. Or you want to take it?
The future, past, it doesn't matter. It's ambiguous. It's relevant whether it's past or future because you and I don't deal in linear time. So let's not – but we say up ahead, back to ourselves because we've already seen the future – everything's already happened. Everything's already happened. In other words,
till the end of time,
the alpha to the omega. But actually, before you were born, he counted every hair on your head. And I'm just giving you in words in the book. And I hope anyone doesn't go, oh, it's Bible talk, because Yeshua, one of the greatest teachers, if not the, just by the mere fact that his book has remained the world's number one best-selling book for 2,000 years. You try getting a U.S. bestseller for 1 week, okay? Or 2 weeks, much less 2,000 years. But they don't know what it means. So one is all that exists. Now, your higher self, God Almighty, past, present, or future, it's already happened. The only way to remember a future, predict a future that's already happened, is to remember it. Which
yes.
is why you can't change the future, because it's already happened. It's a memory, which looked almost perfect, and we almost didn't notice that anything was wrong, except a couple small things we often talk about.
Well, the way you can
okay.
change it is you're not changing the future. You're not changing the future of the current reality in which you exist. You're changing. You're shifting to a reality in which that future was possible. So you are not changing the future. You are changing reality to make that future possible. You are creating existence. And how could you be? Because God is you and me and all of us. In a memory, we are wandering in a memory. Why? Because
right.
he has to remember
right.
how it was all done
right.
so that when
that's
he gets
right.
to the end of time, he can say, oh, that's what happened. Big bang, everything happened.
Now
that's
I
how
know
he knows
the winning
how
move.
Happened. Yes,
now I know the winning move. Right.
How to do it.
Okay.
Yes. And,
okay.
But so, every instant is that. So, yeah. So that's how you can change the future with that. Because right now we are in the present, but we are the ones making the future, and the future is going to the past, which is coming to us. We are in the front, even though we're in the past. The future is just coming to us because we make choices. Right now I make a choice or a thought, and that future exists all the way to the end of time. Is it a good choice? I don't know, but when my future self feels emotion or pain or some kind of feeling of death or a horror, then I know that wasn't, and it's a readjustment. So that's how you change
you
things.
Have to
not changing
you have to
the future.
Adjust. Go to the, then you have to cross timelines and correct it among other timelines. We're still on, I'm still on, your higher self has information about your past, present, and future. It's desperately trying to yell to you. But it knows two things that you don't know, not you and I, but that most people don't know. It knows that you can't see it, that people can't hear it or see it, and you can't touch it. So it has to come up with creative ways to communicate with you. sending messages via movies, messages through movies, the song on the radio, the music under the commercial, newspaper headlines, the bumper sticker in front of you. It's talking to you if you'd understand the language that it's trying to tell you. So this is what we're talking about, talking, when we say our future selves are helping us guide the way here. Normally, it's just be here, ignorance is bliss, you live your life, you make your choices, you live with it. Okay? That's fine in a universe that works. But in a broken universe where there's a tangled line, 50, you know, 40 years back, the mess, tangled up mess of that kite string is proving to be a challenging enough where we've broken the rules where we could have not one but two to confer to set things right but it's not just this timeline before, now, and after. What we're doing is they're overhearing a high level conversation, which, again, may not make any sense down in the box, but crew members will understand and follow along, and the others will think we're crazy, so what the heck. You and I cracked the code of the universe, of the book, the mysterious book. You, independently of each other, came up with the same answer, and we can't both be wrong. And Robert also. But the thing is, once you follow the instructions in the book and get to the inevitable logical conclusion, one is all that exists, then they call you crazy. Oh, you think you're God, or you're crazy. Whereas they purport to want to have a deep personal relationship with their creator. But they think he's out there somewhere, even though the kingdom of heaven lies within, the force is in you. I don't care how you say it, what language you use. And neither does it, by the way. It doesn't care. So, Tony and I, independently of each other, cracked the book after 2,000 years. Now, look, Tony, what are we going to do? I mean, they're going to hell in a handbasket. We gave them the answer 2,000 years ago. Shall we give them another 2,000 years? Maybe somebody will stumble onto it and put it into a play? What do you think, another 2,000 years?
Well, in 2,000 years, they'll think that Godzilla was an actual thing that existed. Because there are so many movies about it. There are things about it. Like, some future civilization is going to be like, Godzilla is real. So,
yes,
I don't know about
real,
2,000 years from now.
He was a real living creature.
How people are going. Well, yeah, but how people are going, right? So if you're going to take the word with you, how is it going to be related to everyone? And the word is this, that we are all right now, whoever's listening to this message and can hear the sound of Mark's voice and my voice, are somewhere where we aren't. We are somewhere that is not where we think we are, and we are in some time where we think we're not. And whatever's going on, we are, you included and everybody out there, we are all shifting through dimensional shifts and timelines as God tries to remember how the universe works so that he can make it happen in the Big Bang. And we are just a memory. But the thing is that because that everything's moving backwards, because we have to work from the past to the future, and it's working backwards. That's how come all the information is going backwards. That's how come our future selves, we can hear our future selves and our past selves can hear us, because you have to make that leap, that leapfrog jump. You can't go from future to past. You have to go from future to a little earlier in the future, a little earlier than me, and then back. It's a leapfrog process. But how is that? Why? Because that's a backstitch. That's how you crochet. That's how you make the tapestry stronger while creating it how it was. You have to remember how to make this grand tapestry of existence. How do you do it? By setting forth motions and making it happen. And then when you make it happen, now you know how it happened, so you don't have to do anything because you can make it happen. And that's how come God knows how everything happened. That's how you know everything. That's how everything is everything and everywhere, and we are all a piece of existence. I guess.
Except all of existence doesn't have pieces. One is all that exists, so one doesn't have pieces. Okay. Beautiful. I just got to grab a twig here before it floats down the stream. The tapestry. Good criminies. So the tapestry, Tony, if I find one black thread that's zigzagging all over to the left to the right, and then it comes up in the middle of an apple that's supposed to be red, I got to take the end of that thread. Then I follow it along. So when we say the future self that was in a time ahead that didn't go well, I'm going to remember that here to make the adjustment so I don't have that feeling up ahead in that timeline. I'll make the adjustment here. That's a good indicator because it tugs on that thread. I see where it's tugged. It's tied around the door handle of the snow scene and the house down below in the tapestry. So I got to untangle that door. Then I follow it, and we call it the paperclip leapfrog. I don't care how you think of it, but and then, when we make the correction here, our future self up ahead will already know it because it happened back here. That's how you send it ahead. Right, Tony? If I think it now, my future self will know it because it happened in what's linearly past. That's how
yes,
I send it ahead.
Yourself.
And all of a sudden I get a thought, which is in broadcasting, all that's in your head is a sending-receiving unit. That's all that's there. But you don't know what it's sending and receiving from. It's yourself or God. I don't care. But God is you. So then to send it backwards is where I think people may, linearly, fall like flat.
You send it backward, you can't, because you can't send it forward. Like you said, we can only hear what's coming backwards.
Okay.
That's how come psychic. Yes, that's how becomes psychic. That's how psychics and people know the future, because everything is moving backwards from the end, going back to the beginning. It's all being flung backwards.
We could be living Benjamin Button's life, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and so when you dip your hand into the river, flowing backwards, you will come up with seaweed or a clam or a fish or whatever.
Right.
You know, you'll
right.
feel the water. You can see the fish, but you have no clue. You can't, you know, go further. You can't go forward because the stream is coming at you. There's no way of going. The only way of going forward is doing it, living it, existing it. When it happens, we know it comes back. We see, then we do differently or we change it to make it correct. But since we do that, and since this is the furthest we've come, this is the most correct. And if we think that way, that means that everything that happens and everything that we do and whatever, it is the absolutely best possible outcome of the entire situation for existence. The best possible outcome at every given moment. Why? Because it has to be. Because if it, we're here.
And what's your proof? You're still here.
Yep. And this is
you're
the furthest we've come.
I'm the proof. You're the proof. If you're listening, you're the proof. You're still here. Whoa, you go, boy, Tony. Wow, you get like an A+. I think we'll just let you do the Arcturian seminar. My little Arcturian. And I say little because he's only 39 Earth years, right? But, you know, if you knew how old we really are. That was really nice, buddy.
How many times have we done this? Well, it doesn't matter how many times we've done this. We will do it again and again and again. However, this is both the last time that we do it, the best time, and the time that is right before it. Why? Because when we make a mistake, we can do it again and again until we get it right. Why do we have to get it right? Because it was right, and God has to figure out how it was, so that when he does, then he can make it how it was. We can't create, existence can't happen until all existence happens.
Okay, that might be a little confusing for people, but, let's see, Shoshana, I'm sorry, could not make it. She was unavoidably detained, our third illustrious musketeer, all for one and one for all. She said something very fascinating. She says, I had a breakthrough. I got it. We're standing at the doors. We're standing, and there's thousands of doors. And people are coming out of their timeline. They're in the wrong timeline. They're coming out of their suspended, their amnesia, and we catch them. We catch them as they're, you know, in that stream that you're talking about, that stream of time. They're going by, and we catch them. So we can all be in the same timeline together, hello? And there's three of us, Shoshana, Tony, and myself. Let's say it's like this Merkaba field that goes from timeline to timeline. We can't drag anyone. But once they've agreed, then they can come with us. But if we don't catch their hand, they're lost. And no man left behind. We may have to, and so she said, we're standing at the doors, and then we got to go to a different door, to a different timeline, and get somebody else. Isn't that fascinating? I mean,
well, yeah,
if you think Shoshana is enough on time.
No, she's not. She's very, she doesn't usually.
She hasn't watched, she's never seen a Twilight Zone. She doesn't want no TV shows. I don't know how she escaped any of this. She's never seen Star Trek, Star Wars. No time. She doesn't watch TV. Never did watch TV. So, but lest you think she's not on board with how this thing works, that is, that's what she received. And it was like, perfect is exactly what we're saying.
Well, let me ask everybody out there who's listening here, there, in the future. Everybody's paying attention. So whether it's one person listening here or the trillions listening 1,000 years from now, the point is, have you ever noticed that it's always doors, right? And me and Mark have been talking about this. So when the first veil disappears, your eyes are open and your reality changes. But we want to look at it as doors, one door to the next. And you unlock the door, you walk in, you unlock the next door, so forth and so forth. But I can't help you unlock the – I can help you unlock the first door, but I can't give you the key, see? Now, the reason I talk about these doors is because everything is doors, right? So your dreams, doors, portals, universal portals, death, life, the way to travel.
Whatever you say, I don't care. Yeah.
Portals, doors, they're all one. The door from the dream realm to the death realm
to the
universal mirror world, it's all through portals in some nexus, some hub, some doorway.
Right.
And now, speaking of the mirror world. Okay, so what we learned, real quick, Mark, what we learned earlier is that yes, these different realities are existing and they're shifting and they're changing. Each reality has its own separate mirror universe. Not one mirror universe for all of them that are fracturing, a separate universe for each of them, right? Now, it's very interesting because what if there was, Mark, only one mirror universe and trillions of regular universes? So that one mirror is always changing to what the regular, but it is one and only one.
Hang on.
Only one.
Hang on. You got a sea of multiple, and then the cream that rises to the top must be the right timeline, which keeps borrowing from the fractured mirror worlds the correct parts until it gets the whole jigsaw puzzle on the top of the water. It's got to be like they're fluid, except the one original is grabbing all the parts from the broken ones, making a whole puzzle. Okay.
So if the right one, right, how it was supposed to be, the right way, right, something happened and now we need to fix that, right? The right way. Well, if that mirror universe didn't get destroyed, right? It exists, and that would be where what we talked about. That would be where they would have pulled me from. Well, that mirror of that one, which is probably still existing, side by side, because it is exact. It's a mirror version of the right way it was supposed to be. It didn't get destroyed, apparently. Interesting.
Yeah, SpongeBob, Opposite World, he's got it right. Here's what Shoshana had today. She says, I got it. You know that part, and she quotes herself, which is the other guy. Everything that ever was, is, or will be exists now. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Everything that ever was, will be, or everything that ever was, is, or will be exists now. It has to be. They're just because the particles have to exist now. They can't just manifest from nothing. So the particles exist. They just haven't morphed into the right person in front of you until the right time. That is dictated by the trillions of missed timelines, etc.
That person that person that you meet does not exist until you meet them, and when you meet them, they've
right.
always existed. Why didn't they exist? They weren't.
Yes. Go ahead, say that.
Why didn't they exist before? Because there's no possible way that you could ever prove in any way, shape, or form that that person had any life existence before you met them. But when you met them, instantly, they had a backstory, they had a history, they had family, they had friends, they had a generation. And pictures to prove it. But you can't
Photoshop,
prove it before you met that person.
Pictures,
you have
right.
no fucking. That person could not have been there. But until when you meet them, they're always there.
Okay. I'd just like to clarify, in the beginning you said that person didn't exist. That's not so. That means if you leave here and you die, you don't exist. They still exist. Before you meet them, they still exist where they always existed, which is somewhere in here, in the mind of God that you're in, or the mind of the Creator, I don't care how you say it. In the One, they always existed because they can't go anywhere else. So they must all be here, one with you, through one
at all.
So
does every being that dies in every universe end up in the same place? And they said, and when they,
oh, man.
So that's it. The reason that we're hopping from universe to universe, reality to reality, is for the simple fact that if we're in that reality, in that existence for that short amount of time, it has to have existed. It becomes an anchor point, and everything in that universe becomes a thing, which means that everybody in that reality gets to move on to the greater source of existence. So in all honesty, we are making more beings, I guess, because if every reality that we step in has to exist when we get there, then it had to have existed. People have had to have died in it. People had to have been born in it. And there had to have been an afterlife of it. All right, so then they all come through the portal with us. So we're not just dragging regular people. We're dragging angels, we're dragging ghosts, we're dragging puppets. Anything you want, just vote for Hollywood Tony P for president in 2020. HTP2020.com. We got a place for all you ghosts. We got a place for all you time travelers, and your alien butt is welcome at our dinner table at any time. Yes, vote for Hollywood Tony P for president in 2020. I'm Barbara Walters.
I'm Mark the Arcturian, and I will call the mothership and have them pick you up right away. Mothership, please take me. Yes.
You know what, though, Mark? If I won, when I become president, I doubt they'll tell me that I'm president.
You are the president, the right and they didn't vote. Tell you. Or right.
Well, the right,
okay.
Yeah, the right in vote is so outrageously.
Okay, you're moving. Stop, please. You're moving too fast, past what you just talked about. The particulates and the timelines that didn't exist till you got there, but then they always, from what it sounds like, it's mixing metaphors. You're mixing that we're creating other beings. One is all that exists, which means that's why why everything that ever was, is, or will be exists now in a different form. Which we can go back to 99.999% repeating percent empty space between the molecules, that the hand you're looking at is 99.999 repeating percent not there, being looked at through eyes that aren't. So they're always here, but the particulate matter, the cosmic soup they're made out of, hasn't flubbered into the person in front of you. That does not mean they didn't exist before, or when they're gone, they don't exist anymore. They still exist where they always existed. And that would be, of course, within. You with me? One is all that exists.
In a form of many, which is how it is possible, without paradoxical thought, that me and Mark are both right about what we're doing. It's because everybody is a part of the one, and one is everybody. That's why when we all say we have power, that's absolutely true.
One doesn't have parts. See, that's what I'm saying. You're mixing
worlds. Christianity mixed worlds, and they said Jesus is 100% man, 100% God. How does that work, right? That they started it. I'm saying part because each part, yes, is a part, but each part is also the whole.
Well, then you're
right?
Then you're stealing from the people. You're continuing the falsity and stealing from them. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. Okay, everything
and
must
every
be
drop
contained.
Of every, and every drop in that is also that. That's why it is.
That's right.
Every drop.
One drop is the whole. Okay, so you get to the store and you had to stop along the way. Maybe there was extra traffic. A train came in front of you. And you thought you were 15 minutes late, but when you get to the store, guess who walks in? That friend of yours you haven't seen in ages. And if you'd been there before the train, you might have got in and out and missed your friend, right?
Yeah, if you didn't go.
Okay, so it looks like, wow, you were being detained or you're arriving at the right place, wow, just when that person walks through the door. Total illusion, which is the way that this was set up. If you knew they were just all your actors, you'd just walk around doing a movie. So the actors come with you. That person, that friend of yours, cannot walk in the store if you're not there. Right, Tony? We've covered this. Because they're from within you. So whenever, if you arrived at the store 15 minutes ago, tomorrow, later on that night, 5 minutes later, your friend would walk in.
They would always be there when you. Yes, they would.
Right.
It would always happen because.
Exactly. So this really gives light to how God plays the game with himself. Appearing, now this is how you say the one, appearing as many. Right now, there is not Tony and not a Marco on the phone. There is just the Creator appearing as two in order to enlighten itself. Why? Because one, you have nothing to postulate against. One attempting to enlighten itself is like a drowning man attempting to pull himself out of the water by his own hair.
And
only
since we are all God, and we are all and everybody is. He is basically existing again to remember how it's done. I'm telling you, like since everybody is, one, and we are all the one.
From
these different perspectives, he is existing time as all of it. And we are, you know, you are all powerful. All powerful.
Tony, who else is home with you right now?
Nobody.
Are you in the house?
Yes.
Okay, who else do you see around? Anybody?
No.
Okay, so for as far as Tony's concerned, the only two people, and he doesn't even know if I have a body here. I could just be talking to the other side through a phone that isn't. It's just a voice, God or the Creator using a voice, which I know as Tony, as a personality. But let's say there's two of us here. That's all that exists. There's two people here, Tony, which is the one appearing as two. So we can talk to each other and enlighten ourselves, which we came up. See, if you and I cracked this thing down to the singularity, but one, it's still the same. You can't tell depth perception until you get two of us. And this gives us the correct postulating number, except we need a third for triangulation. But one can't do it. So there aren't two of us here. There's one. One is all that exists. I don't care if it's science. In the beginning was a ball of matter the size of a pea that expanded 360, or God's creation in the beginning was the word, God, all of everything, one all of everything. They still go down to one. But it has taken you and I together to really
realize
bring
that
this,
it is one existing as many. Yes.
That's a given. Once you realize God is, that the Creator is you, and I'm the only one that thought I was different. Or not. They teach us that it's out there, not in here. Otherwise, you wouldn't need them. So it took two of us to give depth perception. For instance, when we were doing timeline corrections from ahead to now to behind, before, now, and later, that's a linear time. And for a week, I kept hearing, it's like Einstein yelling at me. And again, you can talk to any personality, whether you think they're living, dead, storybook character, doesn't matter. It's still the one using whatever form you want to get the information in. So, like Einstein is yelling at me, spatial reference. I'm going, what? It's just such an odd phrase to come flying in my head. I know it's something trying to tell me something, so I don't want to miss it. I'm going, what? Spatial reference, okay. I see it here, I see it there. This round cup of water will fit in that flat Tupperware. That's spatial reference. What? It's not a linear before, now, and then later. A Japanese lantern. Anyone seen those? You've seen those Japanese lanterns, anyone? Here I am talking to nobody, which is you, Tony. We've gone over this. Yeah, Japanese lantern. You buy them flat, and they're flat. But they have all these little crisscrossies and little ribbon cuts. And when you pull the top up, it makes this lantern with these crisscross cuts. These are the timelines, spatial reference. It's not 2D. We now have 3D, length, width, and height. No wonder we're going around in circles, because it is a circle, and we're jumping over timelines. Each one of those crisscrossies keeps the top and the bottom together on a Japanese lantern, but it also gives space through it. And that honeycomb pattern for the light to come through, and the timelines are like the flower of life, all those the gold things that people wear with, but it's not a flat surface. It's a globe. So Tony and I together realized we've got to go over many timelines. We might have to take three paper clips over to stand at that door and catch somebody in a timeline so we can all be together so they're not lost. You ever been lost? Well, maybe you were reaching yourself up, reaching and pulling, giving yourself a hand up. Either way, unless you hear a lot of other people just talking about this, cosmically walking through worlds, you know, that maybe gives a little credit here. The only other thing that gives any of this story any credit whatsoever is that no one could disprove a single word we're saying. You couldn't disprove that we're,
there's no way,
that we're from a starship in the future. You could never disprove that. So
you cannot disprove that I am neither from this universe nor this dimension of reality, meaning that I am from the mirror and a different universe. Not just the mirror universe,
unless you have
a different mirror, a different mirror of a different universe. Where?
Right. Now, unless you have a lot of people coming up to you and saying, hi, I'm a starship captain from the future. You know, maybe Mark the Arcturian, Captain USS Arcturus, you know, starship captain from the future here to save a world that doesn't want saving from itself. It's perfectly plausible, unless you have a lot of, you know, unless everyone's running around saying, I'm a starship captain. You know, maybe you should listen. Or maybe this guy, I don't care if they listen. Well, actually, listening is good. But I don't see a lot of other people openly talking about this. Chaz, now, the crew, a lot of the crew members of the USS Arcturus are so on board because they're realizing what the true nature of the mission here once we come to. And what happens, unfortunately, is everything associated with your undercover life that you took to blend in with the Earthlings falls away. And it really hurts, you know? Wives, husbands, houses, cars will fall away so you can come to and get on with the mission. And it looks like change, and it looks like tearing your house down and big changes. But that's just the falling away of the life we took as a deep undercover. I mean, you really got to be in it. You can't just pretend. So the crew, Chaz, on the East Coast, my high school buddy, and drum teacher and mentor, said, you know, just this weekend, says, you know, I was playing the drums, and I had this funny feeling like my drumming was massaging the timelines, like my drumsticks were little acupuncture needles for the timeline. What a beautiful metaphor. So, lest we think that this is just some crazy stuff, and that one guy, Crazy Mark the Arcturian or Crazy Tony, well, now you have two of us. And now people are telling us stories about how they're affecting the timeline. Tony, either I have succeeded. Either I've succeeded in hypnotizing everyone, mass hypnosis, into some crazy starship storyline, right? Either I've done mass hypnosis or they're all my actors just saying the lines I want that I gave them to say back to me so I get some agreement on the crazy story. So, you know, it's whatever I say. Yeah, you whatever you say, Mark. Oh, yeah, Captain. Or number three, cosmically speaking, we've cracked this code. Through time and space, trillions of lifetimes have I lived before? Have you lived before? How many times have you lived this day before to get it right? And since one is all that exists, and my higher self is no different than your higher self, Tony, then who have you been in past lives? Everyone. This is God consciousness. You want to share the mind of the Creator who thinks in singularity? It does not work in mysterious ways. It's all math. It's extremely logical, which does not make any sense to emotionally driven humans. So, they think it happens by chance. The guy walks in. Maybe he punches you in the nose. I'm just the effect. I'm not creating anything. I'm not in charge. And that's fine. Ignorance is bliss. But if you want to know how cosmically, from beginning to end, from the Alpha to the Omega and backwards, pull that flat lantern and give your world some 3D dimensionality. I'm glad you're here. Tony, I couldn't do this without you. And or any of the crew. And if you can do it all by yourself, what the heck? It's not big enough. And if we were all... Oh, Shoshana said... You know, I was mentioning the other day that I was, anyway, she was saying you have to seek within and be filled up from within, be filled with yourself. Otherwise, if there's an imagined cavern, I'm going to try to fill it with somebody else's, which then you get into codependency. So she was alluding to the fact, and she said, you have to be filled with yourself. To which I replied, you got your finger on the rim shot? Okay. She said, you have to be filled with yourself. And I said, oh, Shoshana, honey, if I were any more full of myself, that's the rim shot point.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought you were saying, if I was any more full of myself, I'd be overflowing. You forgot the punchline.
No, that is the punchline, Tony. I'm full. He's full of himself. If I were any more full of myself... Okay. So, we no callers?
No callers,
Jason,
man. I think that...
Jason, what are you doing?
I think that an hour show is good, I guess. I mean...
Yeah.
You know.
Hang on, though. Well, most of our sessions are an hour. Hang on. Jason said, so are you wanting me to call in? All right. Oops.
So you know the difference between immersion and immersion?
I have an aversion to immersion.
Well, which one? Because immersion is a... planetary bodies emerging from water, and immersion is immersing yourself in something. So they're the exact opposite, and they are yet nearly identical. Immersion.
Wow.
And immersion.
That's like a fact and effect. And here's the crux of what we're talking about. Talking. Boy, that is the only time my New York comes out. One is all that exists. Now, if you take, it was a game I used to tell people to play at parties that a lot of people know in the 60s, they started computers counting to infinity. When they came up with computers, what was the first thing? Count to infinity. Well, they're still counting today, and they haven't reached the end. I am now, right now, this instant, going to count to infinity. How many infinity exist, Tony?
Less than one.
I'm sorry, then it wouldn't be all of everything. Infinity, that's all of everything.
It's less than one. Infinity is less than a whole, because you can never be. The point 0.00999 infinity.
All right, never mind.
Never get to that.
Okay, never mind.
Infinity is less.
Infinity is
less than one. Less than one.
Okay, fine. I don't know what math you're using. There's one all of everything. Good. One. How many? One. Good. Congratulations. You just counted to infinity. One is all that exists. If you take everything that exists and put it in a ball, that's one. But one is all that existed in the first place. So that's your double-edged Arturian quantum philosophical quote.
But it can't be one because one is finite. It has to be less than one because less than one is infinite. One is a static number. 0.99999 infinity is infinite. So infinity is theoretically one,
okay.
But it is so close to one without being one and without going over. Tell us what you win, Bob.
Huh. I do get the math.
Of course I know that it is not less than one, but for all intents and purposes,
intents and purposes. Thank you. So, one is all that exists, cause and effect. Okay. Shoot, I gave away the punchline.
Cause and effect or cause and effect? Cause
hang
and effect
on,
is different.
Exact. Can I say it, please?
No, I'm not on the rim shot yet.
That's what I thought. All right. Here's the principle. Is that there are no victims, only volunteers. People are victims in the sense that people are doing things to them. That is quite impossible. Because the person you think is doing something to you is an effect. Everything starts in the unseen. Everything in the physical starts in the spiritual, the unseen, even a thought. The Eiffel Tower was a thought. Begins in the unseen. Now, as a thought, now it's an effect of a thought, which is the person in front of you. You are an effect. One effect cannot affect another effect. That's just quantum, Arturian quantum physics. An effect cannot affect another effect. They're both effects. What can cause an effect, Tony? I gave it away. See, what can cause an effect? A cause. You have to have a cause to have an effect, right?
Right. So what can cause an
effect? So those are your two words there where we started. Immersion, effect, and effect. You're an effect, and you cannot affect another effect. So nobody can affect you, the effect. Okay. However, it can look like that. So only cause, and there's only one original thought and one original cause, which is the reason that we're here trying to figure out what the hell we were doing. What were we thinking? We should have just stayed as one. But we never would have known that without doing it this way. And we realize, and anyone's listening, especially God, we never should have left the garden. I'm so sorry I let Eve. I still blame it on Eve. I should have stood up. Yes, we were both there. We thought it'd be fun. Have
worm in the apple, baby, like
gods.
The worm in the
right.
apple. You know what? And
it's
that's funny.
Apple.
That's a worm
that's
in the.
That's no right. That's
no
right. You're confusing
apple.
Your fairy tales. It's fruit. We ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge, right?
No, I was talking about I was talking about sex. I was talking about the worm and the apple, as the apple, the fruit is the sex with the woman and the sin.
Are you saying sex with
first,
a woman is a worm?
Worm in the apple. Come on, you never heard of that? The worm in the apple. The worm goes
yeah,
in the apple.
Yeah, but how does that relate to sex?
If you've never put your worm in an apple, then I don't need to tell you about the birds and the bees.
Well, if you squeeze the apples at the Dick and Cider Company and warm it up, you have a hot Dick and Cider. That's a commercial. I'll have to get you that commercial because we should play it if we ever do one of these again. And right now I'm kind of questioning that. All right, we are coming up on the top of the hour on the greatest talk show. We just kept going and twice as long as we thought, but an immense amount of information, and since God is listening, see, I used to give sermons or lectures out in the yard, and I'd just be walking around rehearsing. I know you do it too, Tony, in the car, walking around, because we talk. We're talkers, and we talk out loud. And certainly actors practicing, what is it when you're an actor and you walk around talking your lines? I don't know. Getting into character. So we do this out loud, and every once in a while my wife would yell at me from the next room, "Who are you talking to?" And she'd come in and she'd look around and, "You're not on the phone." "Oh, nobody?" I said, "No, everybody. God can hear me. And if God can hear me, everyone can hear me through God." Oh, and then she went back and, you know, watched her finish her episode of Friends. So, yes. So that's who's listening. The field reports. The frenetic fray. I'm up here again. There's no power. It's apocalyptic. Down in the city, I don't know. I haven't been to Sacramento down in the city since the spring. May, I think, is the last time I went down to the city. And they can keep it. And because the prophecy
I just
says,
thought,
we'll... Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking that I needed to do a radio show today at 2 o'clock, that I need to get ready for that. But then I just realized that, I did that already, and here I am.
That's awesome, funny. Okay, that's like, what'd you have for lunch yesterday? Doesn't matter. Think of yesterday. Why does it seem like that could be a week ago already? Well, now it's more like a month yesterday. I've even had it to where this morning, that coffee I made this morning, oh, fuck, was that yesterday? Even this morning seems like yesterday from tonight. And we really didn't go over the photonic band and the energy particles and the frenetic fray. And that's why a lot of this is happening and why we have to do it now. And why the other side, see, are there forces working in the opposite direction, Tony, who do not want this brought to the light, who want to keep their little world of greed and money, and I get this, are those working against, apparently? Oh, maybe we're off the air.
No, why? Were you off the air?
Well, I'm calling you. Okay.
On the phone?
Are there... Just now. I'm talking to you and you're not there. Hang on. Okay, so there are there... While we're busy doing this, and all the crew members also, are there other forces working in the opposite direction, Tony, that want to keep their little world of getting and money and this and that? Are there those that are working in the opposing direction?
Well, I'll tell you
apparently.
One thing. Sometimes changes are not what we can visually ever see, because the hands that pull the strings, they change by night and day. And so there
you
are
forces that
actively... Well, because as we said, I am playing house here in the Matrix. Last time I did it, I tried it, I did it, and it didn't work out too well for me to go out in the field. And so this time I'm doing it from inside. Now, Mark, he is doing it from out in the field. He is doing what I did do, but I can't do right now. So the two of us are doing what one of us should have been doing, which proves the fact that Mark was right about, you know, the two, just so that the other person could see to quantify it, but that two is still one.
Yes. Why am I out here in the field? So that Tony can have a life with a partner. It is not good for man to be alone. And a family and a house and a dog, which I used to have. And so my friend Jason, which you got to meet him. He's in Westminster, for crying out loud. I don't know. He was getting ready. But we got to hook you two up. He's the only other Kryptonian I know who has a Superman suit in his closet. Okay? And he was my upstairs neighbor. Jason, pick up
where were we talking about? We were talking about the simple fact that the reason why you're in the field and I'm not. But that doesn't mean that I can't do a lot of good. I can't do a lot of.
Okay. I mean, that's how we do it. We just keep talking till the other one remembers, and then we try to get a break in before we forget it again. Jason, who's I saw him. We lived together. We slept on the floor, and I drove him to work at 6 in the morning in the snow. And I saw him with his heart in his hands after that woman, that whole thing. I mean, just dejected. And now he has a woman who has a 7-year-old. He just got to play, you know, birthday cake and hot dogs. Not his style. He's a rock and roller. I don't know if it's right. And so he has a woman. And it's so I'm out here in the field so that my friends can have a life. And me too eventually, because that includes me. Because as Tony said in the very beginning, every action which we're just being has to wind up with the best possible outcome for all the parties involved. Otherwise, it's selfish. I love Tony. I love Jason. And I love some people that have had their whole lives pulled out from under them in a world that doesn't work. Well, I'm out here for every single one of them, which includes me, doesn't it, Tony?
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, otherwise, it's just, oh, my gosh, I was so bad. Let me do anything I can to force my wife back and give her a love potion and whatever, and that's fine. That's selfish. But what alerted me to most of the timeline incorrections is that I'm not with her right now, and that it's not right, and something's rotten in Denmark, because as Tony has already said, it was so close, we didn't even notice that there was a tangled thread until that got time to look at this and go, holy fuck, Trump's never supposed to be president, and the Earth isn't supposed to self-destruct in CO2 over 420 parts per million, or this is messed up. This is
and
not.
And the only way
cannot,
to put it back together.
It has to look wrong
in reverse
to make it right.
Exactly. That's
so
why the mirror was
wrong.
The only thing. Mark, the mirror was the only thing that survived. And from that mirror, that's why everything has to look wrong to look right. Because if you look in the mirror,
right.
Everything has to look left
right.
To look right.
Right.
Everything looks
right.
The opposite.
Sure. Yeah. Opposite.
That's why it
so
is.
So, Tony, you right. There's one more gate. Human perception is 180 degrees inside out, upside down, and reversed. Okay, reverse is the mirror world. Upside down is the eyes reversing the picture, so it looks right side up in the back of the mind there. You know, we're actually hanging off the globe, not standing upright. Reversed and inside out. We think there's an out there, even though we put it's from inside to out, as within, so without. So it's 100. We think there's an out there doing stuff to us when it's all coming from within us is 180 degrees inside out. And the last one, which you said, was the reverse, the mirror world. But there's a fourth one, Tony. Negative. The old prints, the negatives for it. See, a lot of people with digital don't know. We used to take pictures on this silver nitrite paper called film. And then it would make a negative, and we'd make a picture out of it, thereby reversing or going into the mirror world of the negative. This world is negative, Tony. It's like looking through a...
Yeah, because it's the only thing that could work, Mark,
right.
Because the other one
that's
had
right.
gone. Okay. So God had to fix it
right.
from... So the mirror, we are in the mirror. Remember
right.
I said we were in the mirror?
Right.
He has to do it in the mirror.
Yep.
We have to do it all backwards
yep.
and reverse. Why are
yep.
we doing it in reverse? Why is everything backwards? Why is it
right.
why is it when it's wrong it looks right? Because we the only way that was it. That was the only way the universe
it was the
existed
only way.
Could spawn. To live in the
it,
mirror
it was the only way.
And do it back.
Everyone knows if you clean your room, it always looks messier before it looks cleaner. If you want to build a nice new house on a lot, I asked my daughters this, 17 and 19, told them what we were doing. I said, look, girls, it's messed up. There's a problem. There's the program's corrupt. There's a glitch in the matrix. I don't care how you say it. And if you want to build it right in a new house, but there's an old dilapidated house on the lot where you want to build a new house. What do you got to do? And they both said, blow it up. What do you got to do to the old house? You got to blow it up to make room for the new house. And that's where we're at. And, again, I really want field reports. I really rely on them because I know what I'm doing up here, or I can gauge the energy where I am, but I rely on others. So have some nice dinner tonight and watch some TV and sit with your dog. And then on the weekend, you have your children there. And that life, that's a little slice of correction. And pretty soon it'll be all correct. The other day I wrote, I just want to go to bed and wake up and everything's better. See, I don't know a single person who's like sleeping well and or, you know, happy with things the way they are. Not one. That's ridiculous. So there's a problem. It can't be the world God thought. So we're in the mirror world, the messed up, you know, the dirty one. We got to come down and get dirty and take out the seaweed, like you said, the seaweed and the flotsam.
But it's like trying to drive backwards on a highway.
Yeah.
You know, like
right,
a lot of people
tire.
Have trouble.
Right.
Yeah, using your rear view mirror to try to drive backwards and see if you know where the
right.
fuck you're going. Excuse my French.
Right.
Mark, I think that I kind of want to eat something.
Okay, let's see. You want Chinese, Mexican, or Italian?
I don't know, but who are we waiting for? Are we waiting for people to come, or are they?
No.
Did they say they were?
No. We're just wrapping up. We're wrapping up with the fourth, which is the negative. And two negatives make a positive. So if it looks like you're doing everything wrong in a wrong world, that's two negatives, folks, and that's got to equal a positive. So I'm positive. Oh, once I think I was in third or fourth grade, Tony, and I came home and I told Mom I think I failed the math test. She said, "Hun, you have to be more positive." I said, "Okay, Mom, I'm positive I failed the math test." thanks for joining us. And, Tony?
Yes?
What do you got? Party
words? Go to www.htp2020.com. That's htp2020.com, and you can find out more about my presidential candidacy.
I am the write-in candidate
that is for you. And there's mayoral elections coming up in a lot of different states. So if you don't like your choices, just write in Hollywood Tony P. I will gladly accept any office that is granted to me. Remember, any write-in vote for any office is right. Hollywood Tony P, they'll get the message. HDP2020.com. And we'll talk to you guys another day.
Back to you, Mark.
Back to you, Mark.
Hey, thank you. Tony, you've won the West Bend Lazy Day Slow Cooker with separate basins, exposition, heat control, ideal for stews, pot roast, chowders, and puddings, Tony. Yes, Mark Durturin was a Hollywood game show announcer. I dreamed of that when I was 12. I used to record The Price is Right, Johnny Olson, on The Price is Right doing the prizes. And I would memorize them. And on the walk to the bus, which was a half a mile, sometimes in snow up to my waist, uphill both ways, I would go over these. I would just rattle these game show items off. And eventually, some 20 years later, 10, 15 years later, I got to be a game show announcer. And that is how we... Now, did I remember that I was going to be a game show announcer, so I better start preparing? Well, we'll pick that up next time on The Greatest Talk Show. I'm Mark the Arturian.
has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.